Chronicle listeners, how are you doing? I know it's been a while, but I have a story to tell you. It's called My TV Went Black Times 2. So, our little furry friend, Miss Missy is her name, has been with us for a little bit, a couple of weeks now. And I noticed one thing, that she's always going back behind the television in my room. And I was Googling and YouTubing and seeing what I could do. And some people were saying you can put things back there, not to let your cat back there. Some people were saying be careful because cats like to, you know, chew on wires. And I thought, okay, I'll just keep telling her no. And every time she does it, I'll get up and take her off the television stand, you know, and just kind of reinforce that way. And we didn't want to really try the water spraying thing because we didn't want to have instill fear in her. So I thought, hey, I will just keep doing it. But one thing I didn't realize is cats are really persistent. You know, you can do it 20 times and they're going to try it for 20 more times, you know. And so you just have to really be mindful of that. Also, so she is very good at her timing of when to do things. So she will wait until you are exhausted, and then she will go back there behind that television, and she will make sure that she pushes every button she can. And so I noticed that first, because the way that I had my television, it was close to the window, and she would always climb through the television, look at the window. I didn't think that was a big deal, you know. And then I would play video games, of course, and so she would every once in a while knock off one of the wires in the back. Again, I didn't think it was a big deal, so I would just fix it. And so one day, and I'm up there doing my Wii exercise, Wii Fit, and I'm working out. And then I turn the TV off, and I go back up to finish it. And I notice the TV came on, the sound came on, but the TV was completely black. And our corporate was missing, because she was the only one that was back behind the TV when it went completely black. And I turned the TV off. I unplugged it for, you know, 10 minutes. I unplugged it. I unplugged all the plugs, put it back on, and the TV was still black. Now, I don't know if it was like the static of electricity that caused the TV to go black or what. The TV never came back on. Like, that TV is dead right now. And so be mindful if you have your little furry friends and they love the TV, which I feel like all of them do. Be mindful to not let them go behind the TV, and make sure that if you value your TVs, that they are not making that their everyday habit. So I got another TV. Fast forward maybe 2 or 3 days later, she goes downstairs in our family room and does the same thing to our TV downstairs. And first the color shrunk into first actually was half the color was black, and then the other half the color started kind of fading, looking weird. Within a couple of days, that TV was exactly black, exactly like the other ones. And again, she had been going back behind the TV as well. So again, we didn't want to train her with water because we didn't want to instill fear with her, so we had to go through another route, which I found that they have. I went online and I found that they have these strips you can put down on the floor. You can put them on fabric. You can put them on furniture. You can put them on anywhere. And they're basically like tape. Now, one thing, if you don't know, friends, cat conical friends, is that cats don't like tape. They don't like that feeling of tape on their paws. And so it causes her to push back whenever she feels that. So, that's what we did. I put so much tape on the ground. And of course, again, cats are persistent, so you have to be willing to put in the work with them. And so she would find a way to get behind the TV without hitting on the tape. And then so I had to move the tape again. And then what I did is put a layer on the outside of the TV. Actually, friends, the easiest thing to get her off of the TV upstairs was to put the tape on it, and she stopped going up there. Now, I did notice yesterday that Kai rearranged my room, and she had pretty easy access onto the TV, and she went on there. So I need to reapply some new tape so that she can stop going on there, so we don't have that problem again. But the tape works. You can get it at a pet store. You can get it at Walmart has it. Now, I have to be honest, and no disrespect to Walmart, but the Walmart brand was not as good as the pet store brand. We got ours from Petco. Just the Petco brand just seemed to be a little bit better. The Walmart brand was actually a little more user-friendly. But the results that we got were as far more better from the Walmart brand from the Petco brand than the Walmart brand. So that little information, so you guys can, when you're going out there and trying to buy some things for your cats, you know, that the Petco brand is way better. The strips are, I just felt like it's more easier to apply onto things. So she managed to destroy or blacken, we'll say, two TVs within the same week of this time. Now, we have had that problem again. We've used other avenues to keep her away from the back of the television, but it seems to be pretty successful. I've also noticed that she only goes in the back of the TV at night when it's bedtime. I have her on a pretty consistent schedule, so we go to bed about 10:30, head up for the bed at 10:30. If I stay down longer than that, then that's when she wants to go behind the television. So she's strictly doing it for attention. So again, be mindful that you got to keep your cat on a schedule to help regulate their actions. And also be mindful, like if it's 10:30 and you want to stay up later, you know, just take your cat, put her in the bedroom. Or he or him in the bedroom, and they will be quite fine waiting on you to come back up. All right, Cat Chronicle listeners, thanks for stopping by. I'll hit you on the next one.